So we're doing the Gemara in Avot Zarah, Daf Yutet Amud Aleph. Tosfot Ana. Let's go down four lines, where at the beginning of the line it says Hashem Chefzo. You have it? Amar Rebbe, En Adam Lomet Torah Ela Memakom Shelibo Chafetz. Rebbe said, you want to learn Torah, you should learn Torah, the subject that you desire. If you learn what you desire, so then you'll be able to hold on to what you learn. Because you're interested in it. So you want to succeed in learning. En Adam Lomet Torah, a person will not be successful in learning Torah, Ela Memakom Shelibo Chafetz. Unless he learns a subject that he's interested in, that his heart desires. Shneimal, the verse says, Ki'im b'torat Hashem chefzo. The Gemara quotes a story of Levi and Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe. They were sitting in front of Yatve Kamei de Rebbe. The Kapaski Sivra, they finished one book. Salik Sifra, they finished learning one book. Levi amar leiti mishle. Levi said, let's learn mishle next. Rav Shimon b'Rebbe amar leiti tilim. Rav Shimon, Rebbe's son, he said, I want to learn tilim next. Kafi le Levi. Rav Shimon forced Levi's hand. So they're starting the first Ve'aitu Tilim. They brought a book of Tilim. Kimatu Hacha, when they reached this pasuk, which is in the first perek, Kim b'Torat Hashem Chefzo, that praised is the person who goes in Hashem's way, and in Hashem's Torah is his desire. Parish Rebbe Ve'amar. So Rebbe explained, and he said, En Adam Lomet Torah Lememkom Shelibo Chafetz. A person won't be successful in learning unless he learns what he wants. So Levi, whose hand was just forced to learn Tehillim, when he hears that, Amar Levi, Levi says, Rebbe natat lanu shut lamot. He said, oh, so you gave me an excuse to leave class, Rebbe. You just said, Rebbe, you don't learn unless you want it, and I didn't want Tehillim, so you just gave me an excuse to leave. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama. You guys have it? Second wide line. Rav Avdimi Bar Chama said, Kol haosek b'Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Seh lo Chafetzav. Whoever deals in Torah, God does his desires. Shneimar kim b'Torat Hashem, Chefzo. With Hashem's Torah, then Hashem does his desires. And that's what Rav Aviner says. People look for all kinds of segulas. The segula is like a key. You got to get exactly the right key for the right door. You do Torah, it's like a bomb. There is no door. Guys, you can come in, Shimon. Torah opens all the doorways. Torah Hashem Chefzo. You do Torah, Hashem does what a person wants. Amar Rava, Lo'olam ilmod adam Torah b'makom shelibo chafetz. A person should always learn Torah where he desires. Shneimar kim Torat Hashem chetzo. Ve'amar Rava b'tchilat nikret al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you start learning Torah, it's called Hashem's Torah. Ve'levasof nikret al shmo. And afterwards it becomes called the person's Torah. Shneimar, as the verse says, B'Torat Hashem Chefzo, he desires Hashem's Torah, and after he's desired it and worked at it, uv'Torato yegei yomam v'layla, and he toils in his Torah day and night. It's as though the person takes ownership of the Torah. If you want Torah badly, you work on Torah, it becomes like your Torah. Nama rava lo'olam ilmad dam Torah v'chakach yege. A person should first learn Torah from a Rebbe, get a tradition, and only after you have it down pat should you start breaking your head on figuring out all the nuances of learning. Don't get bogged down. First understand, cover ground. Shneimar b'Torat Hashem v'hada uv'Torato yege. First get Hashem's Torah, get the tradition, get an overview, and then Torato yege, work your head over figuring out what's comparable, what's not comparable, all the nuances. V'amar Rava l'olam ligas inish v'af agav de mishkach v'af agav de lo yadam ha'ikama. A person should always get a tradition. A person should first run through larger volumes of learning, even though he's not going to retain it all, and even though he doesn't know everything that he said. Shneimar galsa nafshi l'tava, galsa k'tiv, v'lo k'tiv tachana. Galsa is like geres. Well, don't grind it finely. Your first learning, you don't have to get every point. Just cover the ground. That's what I always tell guys. Come to the daf yomi. You'll cover ground. You'll cover 30 daf. By the 31st daf, you'll be getting more details. First, you got to cover ground. Maybe it'll take 2 years. But as you cover more ground, you get the hang of learning, and then you get the details. Rava Rami. Rava asked, it says in one pasuk, Al Gapei. It says the Torah is like on the wings of V'chtiv al Kisei. And then it says the Torah is on the throne. So how do we, why here is it called on the wings, here on the throne? B'tchila al Gapei. Originally, it's like on the wings. Gapei could also mean singular. Originally, it's like you're all alone when you learn. And afterwards, you reach a point where you're sitting on the chair and you have students around you. The person has to begin and realize from the beginning, you got to learn on your own and work your head at it. With time, you'll reach the point where you have students who help you and you learn better. כתיב בראש מרומים מכתיב עלי דרך. בתחילה בראש מרומים ולבסוף עלי דרך. Originally, it's בראש מרומים. You have to find your own private places. And only afterwards can you be עלי דרך to teach publicly. A person has to know, originally it takes his own private work. You gotta sit down in your own place and learn. ולרמי, כתיב שתי מים מבורך וכתיב נוזלים מתוך בעיריך. The verse says, drink water from your pit, and then it says, from your stream. Liquids from your stream. בתחילה שתי מים מבורך. Originally, it's like a pit. Whatever water is there, is there. You learn, it's your own learning. Don't expect to be teaching so fast. ולבסוף, but if you learn, נוזלים מתוך בעיריך. Then it'll spread out like a stream. Okay, and then the last line that I really wanted us to see, Amarav, Amarav, So, Amarav, Huna, we have the following quote. My dichtiv hon mehevel imat bekovetz al yad yarbe. Hon mehevel imat. Hon, tremendous wealth, mehevel imat. Just from the air, you could lose it. Vekovetz al yad, but if you grab things in your hand, slowly, yarbe, you'll get a lot. You have a lot, so then it could evaporate. If you grab each thing more carefully, then you'll hold on to it. Amar Rava, Yadi Rabbanan, Imos Adam Toto Chavilot Chavilot Mitmet. If you try to get huge bundles, you try to learn a lot at one shot, so then Mitmet, you'll lose it. Even if you could master a tremendous amount in one shot, you lose it. Then Kovetz Al Yad Yarbe. But if each time you get something, you work it out, then you get a little more, and you work that out, you review it, you get a handle on it, then you'll hold on to it. How come this isn't contradicting the first part? Because the point is, you got to review what you got. On the one hand, we're saying, don't try to get all the deep, fine points of everything when you're just starting out, cover ground. But on the other hand, don't cover ground so fast that you haven't reviewed it. You have to review, you have to master what you've got. You don't have to master all the details. Don't go into the depths of all the nuances. You have time for that. But at least what you got, review and make sure you hold on to it. And then we have the final line here. Amar Rava Yadi Rabbanan La'milta Ve'Avri Ala. The rabbis know this, but they transgress this. Because it's much more tempting to cover more ground. The new daf is far more interesting than the old daf. So it says that the rabbis know this and they don't keep it. So, okay. So these were a few tips on learning Torah. Learn what you enjoy. Learn in a place you enjoy. Know that this is the best segula. Hashem will do what you want. Ultimately, the Torah will be called your Torah. Don't think that at the beginning you're going to have a bunch of students. It takes time. And you have to cover ground before you go into depth. And you have to review what you learn. Don't try to cover so much ground that you can't review. Reviewing and getting a smaller volume, but holding on to it, is more important than covering larger volume. The depths, we said, wait with. But the review is important. Okay?